Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Chris Brown turned himself in at an LA jail for his hit-and-run case a day ahead of schedule. Brown showed up at jail, was booked, and released on his own recognizance without bail. In related news, he took to Twitter yesterday to tell the world that he plans to quit music after the release of X, his upcoming album. He said he's tired of being famous for a mistake he made when he was 18. Brown's sixth studio album is due in stores August 20th. Actor Terrence Howard's ex-wife threatened to kill him and his family during an argument last week in Costa Rica, according to a police report. Michelle Gint went to court claiming that Terrence physically abused her during the argument and is requesting a restraining order against him. Terrence denies her story and claims he tried to stop her from attacking him. He also claims he has the threatening text messages she left on his phone last month and that she tried to commit suicide 2 months ago and was hospitalized and was diagnosed with paranoia. Rapper 50 Cent entered a not guilty plea to domestic violence and vandalism charges at an LA court yesterday. He was ordered to return to court September 4th for a pretrial hearing for one count of domestic violence and 4 counts of vandalism. If convicted of all 5 charges, he faces up to 5 years in jail and a $46,000 fine. In related news, a judge also prohibited 50 from contacting his domestic violence victim, model Daphne Joy, and ordered him to turn in all of his guns. Actor-comedian Kevin Hart will not have to serve any jail time after striking a deal following his high-speed DUI arrest, stemming from his April arrest in L.A. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and 3 months of alcohol education classes. Singer D'Angelo canceled several upcoming tour dates after he was rushed to the hospital due to a medical emergency. The cause of his hospitalization has not been announced, but an executive at the House of Blues in Chicago told the Chicago Tribune that it was serious, but he should be okay. Musician and funk legend George Duke has passed away. He was 67. The news came through the Motown Alumni Association. No further details were available. In related news, George had just released an album last week called Dream Waver, which was a tribute to his late wife, Corinne, who passed away last year from cancer.